So there was no way that you could find out what was going on. Right? You were in Belgrade. If you wanted to move to another place, you needed a permission, somebody, you couldn't go out. You couldn't have the original view of the events. So the information was centralized, completely centralized, and there were in fact very few facts that you could present to the public. That's why during the war the people most often listened to foreign radio stations. At that time, foreign radio stations broadcasting in Serbian language, in local languages, were the most important source of information. For example, a person from Čačak, whatever, a little local town in Belgrade, would report to Radio Free Europe, for example, what is happening, and people would listen and know what was happening in Čačak. Otherwise, you couldn't have known what was happening 50 kilometers far away. There was no way to find out. But that was how the government imposed this control by purpose and manipulated the information. It didn't want anybody to know what was really happening, so that there wouldn't be any panic. Mm-hmm. I mean, the effects of bombing were disastrous. Mm-hmm. And we couldn't have the clear idea what was really going on. ANEM network, which is the independent network of local radio stations, was very important before the war, because this is the way to know what is happening there, because they exchanged the information. But it was closed down. The first act, the bombing start at 8 o'clock on 24th of March. At 1 o'clock in the evening, the ANEM network was closed down. So it was the first act by the government to close down this source of information. What happened with radio, for example, with electronic media? NATO bombed all the government television transmitters and local stations, so they were all destroyed. And for example, government television is the only television that could be seen throughout the country. And all these are local ones. But when these transmitters were destroyed, there was no possibility to see the government program. So what the government did, it imposed an act where local radio stations were obliged, independent stations, were obliged to transmit the program of the...
Yes.
And it was very silly to do that. I mean, it was very silly. First of all, why would you bomb a television station? What kind of military target is this? Mm. Whatever they say. I mean, the government has a right to defend in whatever way. I mean, I hate that television more than anything else in the world, but you have no right to bomb it.
Mm.
And the other effect was that they destroyed the possibility of independent media, because in one blow they destroyed both.
Yeah.
They destroyed the government, but then they destroyed the independent media, because they were now obliged to present the government propaganda, and there was no space for alternative media anymore. So it was very stupid in both senses. But the difference, what was very big difference during the war, the main aim of Milosevic propaganda was to connect the opposition to the bombing with the support to the regime.
Mm-hmm.
So it was equalized by the regime, it was equalized. The people were against bombing. I mean, absolutely everybody was against the bombing. But it doesn't mean that they were supporting Milosevic.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
In promoting this patriotic feeling and resistance to the aggression, the government tried to connect these two things to say, well, see, Yugoslav people are patriotic, they are against NATO, and it means that they support Milosevic. Yeah. Well, these censored media still managed to separate these two things.
Uh-huh.
They were censored, they had to publish the things that... they didn't publish in the things that they were imposed to them, but they had to put all their text in control. Uh-huh. But they never made equal these two things.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So it was one support to Milosevic and a relation to Milosevic and NATO were two separate things. And another thing was that there was no hate speech. Government propaganda introduced a lot of hate speech against NATO aggression in the worst possible discourse. I mean, this is NATO criminals, NATO whores, NATO Madeleine Albright is the witch, all these kinds of things. Well, something of this you could never find into independent media. So in these two ways, they were different, and it made a lot of difference, despite all this censorship that existed. I have a text that I wrote for somebody about the way the Serbian state television covered the NATO bombing. What were the strategies of the Serbian television in covering the bombing? How it promoted these two things as equal, and how it completely ignored the Albanian refugee issue. There was not a single picture on Yugoslav television about Albanian refugees going out of Kosovo. So the Serbian audience even today doesn't know about the scope of this refugee catastrophe that happened during the bombing.
They know that it existed, but not...
They have very vague idea that it existed, but the scope of it, because they didn't see a single picture of it. Well, I mean, we could see it, those who had access to satellite television could see it, but that is a very small portion of population.
I saw that in my country.
Right. So, I mean, the stress of the foreign media, which was on this Albanian refugee issue as the main point of the bombing, was completely missing here.
But about the foreign media, did the government
No, they allowed them. They allowed them to stay, but they censored. They censored them, and they had the control over what places they could visit. They would take them to the places which were bombed, and they would take them only to those places where civilian infrastructures were hit. They would never take them to military targets, but there was a lot of enormous number of civilian objects that were hit, and they would freely take them there. And it was very important for them to get that picture abroad. The main idea for the domestic population was that the main targets are civilian targets. The bridges in Novi Sad, which were hit, I mean, why would you hit bridges which were far away from Kosovo and had nothing to do with Kosovo? In Belgrade, where I live, a heating plant was hit. A heating plant, and for 4 months there was a great problem with heating. I mean, heating plant had nothing to do with the war. Right. Oil raffinery was hit in Pančevo, and it was a great ecological disaster. Pančevo is a city which was greatly affected by the war, and these results of the pollution have never been made public. And it is enormous pollution in Pančevo, where two chemical factories were bombed, and Novi Sad, where these bridges are. So the accent was that, you know, NATO bombs civilians, NATO bombs them on purpose, and we all are against it, and we support Milosevic. And no Albanian refugees.
What I'm very interested in, how is the government currently doing propaganda concerning the elections
My area of study is election campaign on state television.
Okay.
So I have a book written on that topic. It is very difficult for you to understand how state television functions. I mean, Serbian state television. 80% of news, 80% of news which lasts 60 minutes, now it lasts 90 minutes. The central news bulletin at 7:30 lasts 1 hour or 1 hour and a half. It's news after news and after news and after news. 80% of it concerns the ruling party and the government. And it's always only in a positive context. No neutral context. It's in positive context. There is no mention of opposition whatsoever. No, the opposition has no access to public television. It is a public company. And it has been that for years. And if opposition now appears, it's only in a negative context. It's something subject to talk about, saying they are NATO traitors, they are the followers of NATO aggression, which is now continued by other means, and so on and so on. So for 10 years, we have this kind of television, which is so unsided that it is unbearable. Mm-hmm. It is absolutely unbearable. People stopped watching this television. People who, not only people who are against the regime, but the people who still vote for Milosevic and socialists, stopped watching this television. It used to have, for example, 75% in 1993, when there was war, heavy war in Bosnia. 75% of population watched state television because this was the only source about the war. Yes. The only source about the war. Well, now it is less than 20 people who watch this television. And Milosevic has a support about 20 or 25. So it is really this heavy supporters of the regime who are the only audience of this television.
But is this some kind of sign that he's losing power? Or?
I mean, his support has been declining very rapidly starting 93. And if it is a prediction of the people of the institute where I worked, based on public opinion polls, if there was no bombing, Milosevic would have lost the next elections. In fact, he could have lost the 97 elections, but opposition boycotted this election. Mm-hmm. And because of the boycott, he managed to win the election. But this time, if there was no bombing, he would have lost it. Now, after the bombing, it is questionable. Uh-huh. It is questionable whether he would lose the election because he used this NATO bombing very much to his advantage, mm-hmm. to justify this long-term propaganda that the West has a conspiracy plot against Serbian people, who are the best nation, the most freedom-loving nation of Yugoslavia, the most courageous, the most, the best, blah, blah, blah. So it is very questionable who will win the elections. The public opinion polls show that the opposition candidate gets more support, but the elections cannot be controlled fully. Mm-hmm. I mean, all the election conditions are in the favor of the ruling party. Yeah. And I mean, the election fraud is absolutely something that you assume will happen for sure. Mm-hmm. There won't be international observers. Media are, I mean, there is no question of equal opportunities of media presentation of government and the opposition. The election units are in favor of opposition. The Kosovo voters, it depends how, there won't be elections in Kosovo, right? But the government is organizing voting for Kosovo refugees, Serbs who came from Kosovo and live in Serbia now, in their refugee camps. Mm-hmm. There is no control over refugee camps because you don't know how many people live there. Only the government has those figures, yeah. So they can do a lot of manipulation. Yeah. And the worst thing is that it is for Milosevic, it is the life for life and death. Mm. And he cannot afford to lose.
He will do everything
to win. And it is a question what will happen next.
Yeah.
Because people are aware that the majority is against the regime. Yeah. So what will happen if he wins?
If he wins,
and we know that it was a fraud.
Saved, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And how will you react if he wins again? What will your work
well,
like?
You know, the last think the similar thing happened in 1996 when there was a great election fraud on local elections, and we went for demonstrations for 3 months. There were demonstrations throughout Serbia 3 months every day, during the winter. It was in December, January, and February. Where 3 months people in all Serbia protested, and finally he had to admit there was this Gonzalez Commission came, and he somehow accepted and lost this local cities. But then, you know, did everything to reduce their competences, and so that loss was not that big. There is so much wish for change in Serbia, so I don't think it will be allowed to pass just without any peacefully. There's a great fear that that could be internal civil war in Serbia, because that conflict is so strong.
The pressure,
right. I don't know what will happen.
Okay.
You know, last time I was in Austria a week before the bombing. That was last year. I was in Austria, and I came back. When I came back next week, it was bombing. So I'm very much afraid when I come to
Serbia. Bombing again.
No, I don't think people were afraid of bombing for some time, but I think they're not of bombing as such, of civil war inside Serbia. That's great. Or with Montenegro.
Yeah.
A war.
Yeah.
In Montenegro or with Montenegro. It's very shaky, and everything could happen, absolutely.